Want to add anything to the agenda? I will call for, I'll call for an approval of the minutes, from May 23rd, 2018. Anyone care to move approval of the minutes?
So.
Move approval.
I will second.
Okay. And I didn't see anything special. That, primarily that meeting was about the, parking thing that we did down there.
Yeah, I did say it wrong.
Citizens to be heard?
Oh, we just need a roll call on that one.
Roll call, yeah.
Yep.
Anybody opposed, or how many in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, anybody opposed?
Thank you.
There we go. Thank you very much. I would never run the House of Representatives, I know that. Or maybe I could.
Yeah.
Maybe I could do just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
So anyway, so citizens to be heard, anybody? Ryan, are you here to be a citizen?
I am a citizen, but I have nothing to say. I'm just observing.
Okay, you're only observing. Okay.
He was heard.
So, next we got project updates. We'll do this pretty quickly, and I guess we're gonna leave that up to Christie. If you'd care to.
Thank you. So I'll just start with one quick note that the city council did approve the parking policy at their last meeting. So we have on our to-do list to get that information out to the tenants and get that process started. Should be within the next couple of weeks.
Did we not leave open some part of that we were leading up to something about how long you can park or where you can park or all that? Or did we just, or was that, did we agree it was, there was a time limit and where you could park?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And we'll probably look at, you know, putting it online too, so it's easily accessible to anyone who visits the airport as well.
Okay.
Starting on page.
Oh, excuse me. It'll be online as information, but people have to sign this thing that says,
yep,
I have the insurance.
Yeah. So we'll send it to the individual tenants.
Okay.
Starting on page 2, the first update you'll see is the airport layout plan. You'll see that that got printed separately, and so you should have received this packet with your agenda. All of the updates from MnDOT and the FAA have been made. It is in its substantial final form. We do have to add some information on the capital improvement plan or the CIP, which you'll see just really sort of a brief draft on page 3 as well. But we are, I believe, Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, ready to get this submitted and finalized. This is the piece that's needed before we can get the funding for the apron rehabilitation as well. So it's great timing to get this in and approved from the FAA and MnDOT. Anything,
yep,
that I miss?
No, just this, the stuff on the back here, the ALP sheets themselves have been approved. So it's just the narrative now. The rest of this report that has already been reviewed multiple times. So just that when that CIP piece gets put together, that'll get added to this, and then it'll just go in one last time. And they probably won't have any comments on it, but we'll make those changes and then we'll be done.
So we're not only on course on glide path, we're in the flare.
Correct.
Good.
And it sounds like this has all went through the airspace review process as,
yep,
well.
Yep.
So it's.
And I've already printed everything for signatures and stuff like that, so those sheets are done. And then those will just get inserted in the ALP that, where is the city's copy of the ALP?
In my office.
Okay. So that'll get inserted into the copy in Christie's office, the copy the state has, and the copy the feds have, and the copy that we have. And it will be official.
Would this be the time to point out our investment? Or is that later?
No, we want any corrections now because this is the final version.
On page 1-13, you have the airports and the, what they are backwards. The hard surface runway, 1,500 to 8,000, would be these, and these ones are the private and restricted.
Oh, yeah.
The pictures are backwards.
Pictures,
yeah,
are just flipped.
Yeah.
Good eye. Mm-hmm. I was just seeing if you'd figure that out.
just
I don't know how that happened.
Just testing.
Yeah, I don't know what's the time. So yeah, if anybody wants to look through and if you see anything like that, just either like, well, probably easiest to let Christy know. And she'll get that stuff to me.
Yeah. There's also that one on the bottom here is, if it's a private airport, it has an R in it. If it's open like this, it's a public airport, so it wouldn't be either restricted or private. But it's a grass, runway.
I will check the language straight from the legend on the sectional.
Yeah.
And I'll put whatever should have come off of there in the first place, but yeah, we'll get those swapped. I know sometime in the and it might still be in here. I don't remember when I sent it. Yeah. We referenced table 1-1 on page 2. And sometime during the formatting, table 1-1 disappears. So.
Oh yeah, that, yeah, I was looking for that.
So yeah, we know about that, so that'll be going there.
Okay.
And let's see, and we have chapter 4 might look a little different to you. The logo hadn't been updated, Christy, when I when I sent that out. That's since been done, so.
What about chapter 4?
Just the logo at the bottom hadn't been changed, the Morehead logo, to meet city standards. So just chapter 4 is a little
It's a thick font instead of a thin font with Minnesota underneath. If you look at page 4-1 compared to 3-7, they're different logos.
Yeah.
This one and this one.
Oh, and that's what it's okay.
So 3 is the proper one, and
yeah,
chapter
okay.
4 is the old. And then Christy, I don't know, when do you want to talk about the CIP stuff?
I just want to, if this is okay with the corrections, I would like to, and I apologize, forgot to put it in the report. I am looking for an action from the committee to recommend approval to the city council.
I'll entertain a motion to recommend approval to the city council. We have a motion, you're saying?
You made a motion?
No, somebody said I recommend.
No, I said I'm looking for a motion.
We have to have a motion.
I'm looking for a motion.
I thought you were making a motion.
No, I'm looking for a motion to recommend to the city council approval of the ALP.
Yeah, why not? I've got a motion.
Okay, you got a motion? I'll second it. Can I?
I don't see why not.
Why not?
Okay. Can I? I can. Okay. Right. Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. Aye. Anybody opposed? Nobody's opposed? Okay. So I just got that taken care of. Okay.
Okay. So now moving on to the apron project, which will then lead us into the long-term capital improvement plan. You can kind of see the background on the apron, where we are to date. Just a couple updates that I want to make from the last time that we spoke about it. We have submitted all of the programming applications for it. It is currently out in the market for bid. We will be opening bids on June 28th. And hopefully, if all is within budget, it would then go to the City Council in July, as well as submitted to the FAA in July. One important thing that I want to note is Houston County, who has been so great to work with. You may remember a few years ago, they provided us a transfer of $300,000 with an expected then two-time repayment of $150 each. We did repay the first one. We had asked for an extension on the second one when we were doing the hangar project. We asked for another extension now with the apron project, and they said that sounded okay. And so they've been really great to work with, so I just wanted to point that out as well. So hopefully that will be, bids come in good and we can get that all approved. The construction of that would then be in 2019. Get under grant by the FAA in 2018, construction in 2019.
I'm just kind of curious, you know, if you find this out from engineering or whatever, but given the overemployed economy and so on right now, are we anticipating there could be some bids that would come in higher than normally because of the everybody's busy constructing or anything?
It's really hard to predict. One of the things that might be in our benefit in this case is that the project isn't till 2019.
Okay.
So it could benefit us in that, you know, if they're busy through the end of this of this year, they're getting a project ready for next year.
They want to bring the hand for the following year.
I did talk to Jeff yesterday on an unrelated project, and they were saying that bids are actually coming in a little either at estimates or lower than estimates right now for a lot of projects. I don't know if you're seeing that same thing.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing anyways. Yeah. And the FAA actually and the state kind of mentioned that in our meeting that we had for the CFP stuff.
Good.
We've been getting good bids lately, good. So the last couple of years.
Just a thought in my mind, you know, because I know we had an issue with thinking about a couple of hangers over here, and I know they came in prohibitively high, and that was a case of where contractors weren't even looking for work, so that's why I'm just wondering what might have been happening. Okay? Go ahead, Sam.
So then that leads us into the table on page 3. Which is sort of a draft CIP. You don't see numbers to it yet because we haven't gotten to that point, but we kind of wanted to at least throw out the funding and construction dates and the project descriptions to start talking about that. The airport committee has been aware and supportive of the multi-year payment rehabilitation project airport-wide. So you'll see that the T-hanger phase one is now complete. We're now moving into phase two, which is the apron. We had met with FAA and MnDOT to talk about phase three and or phase four, which is the runway and taxiway. And what they had recommended is to go out for bid for the runway and put a bid alternate as the taxiway. Because it would be FAA discretionary funds, there's the possibility that they might be able to fund both. But if for whatever reason they couldn't, it doesn't, cut the whole project if we just bid it together. So having that little bit of flexibility might help us in the long run. So Mead and Hunt will be doing the design for the apron as well as the bidding services, construction admin services during construction, and then getting ready to design the runway and taxiway project as well.
Excuse me, I got a question. You know, we didn't have any drain tile underneath this old parking back here, and that's why we had a problem. Is this designed the way that one used to be without any drain tile?
This Jeff's planning on putting drain tile in.
Yeah, you're going to put it in, but existing now, it doesn't have drain tile.
Existing, I don't think the apron does. I don't know about the runway.
Okay, but now...
But I'm pretty sure the apron does not.
Yeah.
So, and then it will in the new design.
So you're going to dig it down deep, put in the tile and all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think the runway does either, because when we were cutting those last year,
water spring out.
Yeah, water.
Water
spring out.
Obviously.
So water's coming up through the asphalt on the.
And when they cut those.
As soon as you cut it, yeah,
cut
it seeps
out
there.
Yeah.
The water's there coming.
Oh my gosh.
Have you seen water coming through the cracks on your hangar floor yet?
No.
Oh well, back when we built the place, right after we built the place, the water would run. You could hear the water just running in that center crack.
So it is out in the apron there.
Yeah. That's when we knew the airport was floating, so. Okay.
Yeah, so everything moving forward will have
drain tile.
Drain tile, and then hopefully get everything pumped up to the ditch and out of here. So.
one of the comments, and I thought it was a good one, that we received from the FAA was, if you recall the CIP that we looked at last fall, we had the airport master plan, you know, right around that 2023 time frame. And what we heard back from them is, you know, you guys just did all of this work. You have an existing ALP. You now have this ALP amendment that has all this. Maybe you should push that off, because why are you looking to do a whole new master plan when you have already a pretty good master plan for your airport? Maybe look at moving that to a future year and start building some taxiways, access roads, things that you really need on your airport. So one of the things that we put out for your consideration is, after the runway and taxiway project, again, these are only estimated timelines, right around that 2023, look at either doing, and these can be changed every year as well. So you're not, you know, if you say this looks okay for now, you can change it next year. Is looking to do that access road construction, and then a couple years from then, really take a look at that fuel system, whether or not it should be relocated, upgraded, what that might look like. One of the things that I think is really important that the airport has not done since it was originally constructed was putting pavement maintenance as an important part of its long-term plan. So pavement maintenance should really be done every 3 to 5 years. And so it might seem like 2026 for pavement maintenance is too early, but I really don't think it is. The more maintenance you can do on pavement, the longer it lasts. So that's one thing that we also added in here, was every couple of years making sure that we do that pavement maintenance as well to try to make it last as long as possible.
I think about the meeting we had with the Economic Development Authority, and that was one of their big criticisms, that we were not funding maintenance, and we were asking them to give capital investment for maintenance problems. I'm saying this only because the day may come in the future when they're really doing something over here and they want to really help our airport out. We want to show that we are in fact doing maintenance, and if we're going for capital money out of economic development, it'll be a lot better if we look like we're being more responsible. So that would be a comment I would make.
And maybe it's just because I've been hanging out with engineers too much, but they've really, really drilled into me that the more maintenance you do on pavement, you just exponentially get a longer life from it. You know, if you don't do maintenance, it goes down. It can go downhill very quickly, and it can cost a lot more to get that back upgraded. So I think
you sound just like my dentist.
Yeah. Very similar. Yeah. So those are kind of some of the things that we put on here. Again, once it gets to the capital improvement, the actual capital improvement plan that we have to do every year, usually that's at your August-September meeting, I think, is usually when we do that. So we'll start putting some prices to these. As Matt mentioned, a draft CIP will also go in this plan as well. So just looking to get some feedback from you on this, and I did put a couple years in between everything because we only do get $150 per year, so you kind of have to build up that money before you can do a project. So
on this access road, is that improving it or making a different access road or
making it, right?
Yeah, so one of the things that we've been hearing is, and the parameters of what that access road looks like really haven't been defined. It's what we've been hearing from people. Would be, you know, that access road behind the existing hangars that you see, and then also even, you know, behind the northern two hangars, you know, really taking a look at that vehicular access road for people to be able
that would
to
be these black lines.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That would enhance the marketability of those lots if you had access behind mm-hmm. them like that. Yeah. The other question I have, this Houston County that has been so nice to lend us their money, where are they at? Where is that, Houston County?
I believe it's Rochester.
South of Rochester.
Okay, so is that kind of like an ADA airport that just doesn't need to expand? They don't have the necessary, I mean, what is their motivation for?
They're doing their master plan right now.
Yeah.
So they don't really have any big projects that they're spending money on, but they think that they might in the future. So what they said was, you know, maybe, and that's why we put them on here in 2020. You see that second half payment. And so then if they have a project in 2020, or even he said it could go 2021, 2022, I mean, they just don't know right now because they're doing their master plan and trying to figure out what their next steps will be. But they've just been really great to work with and, you know, could have demanded that second half payment a couple of years ago when we really needed it, and they've been very, very grateful and gracious to me.
So my next question is, if you're in an airport like it's just growing like crazy, and you know, we got this one, we pay this back, is there any limit to the number of airports we can borrow from? Let's just say.
Not.
We only have so many $150 or $1,000 bills to pay them back.
No, I mean, I after a $1.9 trillion deficit, nothing bothers me. You know? Just go for it.
Well, the tough part is finding the airports that are willing to donate. Yeah. Not every airport is. Mm-hmm. And then just coming up with that plan to make sure if they want repayment that you can get the repayment.
It's certainly prudent to put that on there. I don't have a problem with that, but I'm just saying, if things are really going, I mean, I'm just wondering where you can, how far you can push this program out.
And it's very competitive. You know, oftentimes there's a lot of airports, you know, you can only build it up for 4 years. So you can have $600,000 in your pot.
Okay, that answers
well,
my questions.
A lot of projects nowadays are more than that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's a lot of borrowing going on, a lot of people calling around trying to get that deal. So it's a competitive market. MnDOT's been doing a really great job the last couple of years to help put airports together, airports that need funding and airports that have funding. So they've been really making strides in that to help make those connections.
Okay. Answers my question. Okay.
So are you looking for a motion to approve that?
If you want to, you certainly can, or we can do head nods, because it eventually will come back with some estimated costs to you later this fall, too. So even if I got head nods, that'd be really helpful just to let us know that we're on the right track.
Yeah.
And then ultimately, from year to year, the cards will shuffle as we see fit.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Just as an example, you know, if you wanted to change the access road construction to a taxiway instead, you know, you could do that.
I think that idea of getting, as soon as we can, start doing some of that road access behind over here and going behind some of these hangars back here, I think would be really appropriate as soon as we can.
Jeff was also talking today about, with the access road coming in, potentially where it comes down the hill, doing something with potentially building that up when it's ready for, probably is close now, ready for some major work on it, but maybe raising that up a little bit to keep the water out and let everything flow a little better. So that was kind of
push the water someplace else.
Is there a better solution for getting that water out, or is it constantly going to be a cycle?
Maybe get the whoever rents his land, see if they can clean that ditch out.
Yeah.
Because when it can't, it flows through that culvert, but it can't go. So
it flows through the culvert this way?
Well, down there, just as you make the curve, as you come in, it goes through that culvert like crazy, but then it can't go to the west, so it all comes this way.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's a tiling, like, you know, if tiling can take care of some of that, or I don't really know. We don't have a lot of elevation to work with out here.
The ditch is just needs cleaned out. Is what it needs.
So, and that could be, you know, part of that sea project or whatever too would be.
Is some of that water possibly coming out of tile on the farm fields themselves?
No, it's, you can watch it pump. It's pumping out of here like crazy.
Yeah,
flowing around the corner.
Right. No, I understand that, but I mean, I'm saying if these fields out here are tiled really well, are they trying to
that ditch? Mm-hmm. There's a couple of places where it's built up and
It just needs to be cleaned out.
Yeah. Christy, is that a section of land that the city of Moorhead owns that we rent out? Because I know that
I'd have to check to see exactly where the property lines are, but I'm also thinking that we could potentially contact the watershed district too and just get some insight on how they deal with some of those issues. So I'll put it as a note here to look into.
I think Obert is farming that land, I think.
In the orange.
Doesn't this show the city lines?
Yep.
That's the city boundary. Yeah. It's not necessarily what we own, though.
We bought land to kind of protect it for the future.
Mm-hmm. The airport property lines on this.
Right.
On the this orange. The airport property line.
With the orange ditch is on the airport property. Okay, well, there
we
go.
Should we make a request to the city to do that then?
Yeah.
So it's just this ditch here?
So that ditch, what's happening is the water comes out the pump, comes down the main entrance road ditch, and then it's supposed to keep on going, but it doesn't because
that ditch is clogging it
or it's higher. And so then it comes back down the main entrance road, and then you get water across in the road, and it just sits there and turn around and pumps back out again.
Yeah.
And it starts the whole process over.
So, yeah, that's something that, too, I don't know. I'd have to talk to Jeff, but something that maybe the last project maybe should have taken care of. I don't know. I have no idea.
It would just make sense to try to get...
The reason I asked about the farmer maybe tiling and dumping into that ditch, if he can show to the farmer that it's in his advantage to clean it out, a couple of three swipes of this big Laterno thing and scraper,
right.
You get the farmer himself to go down there and scrape it right out.
It doesn't look like it's the farmer's problem. It looks like it's the city's problem. It's on the city's land.
So, if the city can send it
where,
over.
Where is it? Right here?
Yeah, that ditch right here.
Yeah.
All the way down. It's not getting all the water.
Now, where would it go? It goes on that way.
Eventually to the river. All goes to the river.
They've got the laser systems, and they can put that scraper on there and just take it right down.
Yeah. Okay. So I can talk to Jeff. Does that go into that drainage, into the pond?
Yeah.
I can talk to our stormwater folks, too, and have them come look at it.
So between you and Jeff and... Whoever.
It should be addressed because the new system isn't working. It's working overtime because it's doing its job, but now it's coming back again. Now it's doing it again.
Yeah. It's working three times as hard as it
needs to be. So.
We're just trying to test it,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, it works. Now we got flooded roads.
So, more on project updates or is that...
No, just wondering if, is there anyone who does not agree with moving ahead with this potential project timeline? Everything
looks
pretty
good.
Okay? Okay.
Looks
lots of options.
So then, just a few other updates. I know that we've mentioned this a couple of different times, but the FAA has officially updated the GPS approach minimums to 1 mile visibility, I believe, Matt. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then you'll see a couple photos in your packet as well. The airport and EAA hosted some ROTC folks out at the airport, which looked like a really fun time. And I believe gubernatorial candidate Tim Fuente and his running mate were also out that day as well. So a lot of activity going on at the airport.
We got some press because of that. The press people were still here afterwards, and I cornered them and had them take video of the cadets and stuff, and so they got quite a bit of news that night on Fox News Channel.
Excellent.
11.
Huh?
Wasn't it Channel 11?
No.
What?
It's Fox.
KVRR.
Yeah, KVRR. Yeah. It's Channel 15, I think, over the airwaves, and Channel 10.
Channel 10.
KYM.
Quite a nice piece, especially the later one.
Yeah, the later one, they did a nice long presentation. So, you got recognized.
Good.
And that is all I had for updates. Other than moving on to the fly-in, go ahead.
I was curious about, you know, there were a couple people looking at building hangars, and then what is the status on that? Are there any updates on, or did everybody kind of decide not to thought that there was...
We had one individual that was looking at a 100 by 100 space next to Marvin's new hangar towards the west, mm-hmm. and I had communicated with him on a few different occasions, and I have not heard back.
Okay. What about the one that Furman had originally...
Okay. Yeah, that's,
oh, it has been?
Yeah,
okay.
It's not shown on here.
Okay, so it's still red here, but it should be blue. Okay, that's why.
They're just pouring the concrete in it right now.
Oh, great. And that one is where? That's here or here? Is it the little one here?
The first one up.
This one?
Yeah, it's the red one. It's right here.
Oh, this one. Okay.
Oh, that one.
Okay. Great. Well, that's good news.
And I don't know, Matt, if we need to change that.
It's bigger than that.
Or if it's already been through airspace, if we just leave it.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I can. It's up to you. I'm not going to reset it to airspace, obviously, or anything like that, but it would be if you want me to change it just so that it's blue on.
I would change it to blue just so we know that it's there just for.
Maybe just ask Gina if that would cause any heartache for him.
It's lower than the other ones.
Anybody know what the footprint is? The
dimensions. 60 by 80, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, we're done then with the project updates. Time to talk about the fly-in updates coming up September 8th, I believe it is.
Yep, September 8th.
Bruce, you want to talk about that first?
I'll talk first, and then Phyllis is going to add some things. The pancake feed is on without too much difficulty with that. We're going to have the equipment anyway. Here again, if I can get some volunteers to help out at 7 o'clock in the morning that day, it would really help. You had asked about tables and chairs and stuff.
Right. Last year we borrowed some from the golf course, and I've been told that that won't be a resource we'll have this year. So we either need to use...
We won't have any...
Well, there are some that the airport has already, I believe, but we got extra ones from that resource, and we need to find a different one this year. So whether
we've got a bunch of them stored out at Castleton, so consequently, with the tables and chairs that are at Castleton, we could certainly have enough, I would think, for that, because those are the ones that we had been using at Castleton when they had their celebration, but they belong to EAA. What we need is some trailer and transportation, a trailer and a pickup or something, to be able to pick them up probably Friday. Pick them up on Friday so that we get them over here. So that's the main thing I need.
How many would we be transporting?
What would you think, Kim?
How many does the airport own?
I think we got five or six.
Five or six?
Mm-hmm. That wasn't
tables.
Enough.
How many did you bring from the city?
Yeah,
and
I
probably
think
we've
got
probably
10 tables, and you need at least 8 chairs per table.
Yeah, I think we've got probably 10 tables. I will go out and take an inventory as far as that's concerned. If we can't get them there, we'll probably have
to
chairs look up. What?
Are your chairs folding?
Yeah, we've got folding chairs.
I think I can probably... get a hold of a trailer and truck it.
Well, if we can, I can do it too.
I wasn't really anticipating any serious problem with that. It's just a matter of calling somebody and getting out there to get those. And we'll have to go there sometime when we can get into the hangar and stuff. But we do have access to those tables and chairs. So that's the nice thing about that. And like I said, the equipment will be here for the pancakes. The main thing that happened this year, though, that's happening this year, is I've lost my mixer, the person who mixes the pancakes. And so we've got detailed instructions as far as how to do it. So it's just a matter of getting a volunteer
who's willing to help mix the pancakes. We've got the equipment and everything.
So was that just right at the beginning, or is that like intermittently
it's
throughout?
It's intermittently throughout.
Okay.
Yeah, it's something that has to be done. What's that?
Do you have enough pancake flipper guys?
That I think we can manage without too much trouble. There again, it'd be nice to have an extra person to flip.
I flipped pancakes last year, however.
I'd like you to fly.
Well, that's my next comment, is that I did not fly last year because my plane was trapped in the hangar.
That's right.
But this year I can fly kids.
Okay, and that's the next
and
thing
I'm
I was going
to... And I am cleared to do that with the
yeah.
EAA. So.
We're planning the Young Eagle flights, starting at about 9 o'clock. So we'll have as many planes and pilots as we can with that. And the EAA is sponsoring that as well. Last Monday, as you know, we flew 45 with just three planes, and one of those planes was just a two place. So we were able to handle quite a few then. If we can get three or four planes, we can fly a lot of kids. So we'll plan starting at about 9 o'clock for that and run through 12.
And there, too, that's dependent on weather.
Well, absolutely.
And, yeah,
yeah,
so
yeah,
kind
absolutely.
Of, I know, that's right.
Yeah, the pancakes we can have.
Right.
You know, anytime, but Young Eagle flights, it depends upon the weather.
I think this last year it was a little windy, wasn't it?
And
cool.
Yeah.
It was cool, but, it, yeah. And we're going to have to deal with that once in a while.
Yeah.
Let's see, there was something else I was going to bring up. Oh! I wouldn't count on a unit for the parade this year. Mm. I'm having a problem with Dustin. Mm. I need to find a jack that'll lift that plane up on one side. And in order to fix the wings on that, they're causing some problems. And I'm afraid that if we start moving it too much and then we get it over here with kids climbing all over it, we're going to have some damage to the wing attachments and the landing gear. So I'm going to try to find some way that we can get a jack over to the Air Museum if I can find somebody who's willing to volunteer and stuff.
What sort of jack?
It has to be a fairly wide jack.
Where is it going to lift?
It's going to have to lift right at the base where that landing gear fits into the fuselage.
Okay, not under the wheel, but...
No.
Because that would just...
No, you have to take the weight off the wheel.
Yeah.
So...
Would a forklift work?
What's that?
A forklift?
Yeah.
Or is that too heavy?
I'm not sure I'd want to try a forklift on there. They have a jack that they use for four-wheeler equipment and stuff, and it's a fairly long, tall jack and stuff, and it's got a base to it that's about this square,
yeah,
which would be ideal, but I don't know if I'm just going to...
Or just a regular floor jack?
It's a floor jack, yeah, but it spans quite a distance.
Yeah.
It's not like a, you know, for a car.
Yeah.
So...
Would a standard airplane jack work?
Well, what is a standard airplane jack?
It's like another shaft.
Nice big base.
See, my problem is, I suppose if we put some wood... You know, a wood square under it, that would work, I would think. Because the thing is, we got to be able to spread that out.
Right.
Because if you don't, it's going to come right through that fiberglass.
Take a piece of 2x10 or something.
Yeah. But yeah, that might work. Anyway, I've got to go out there and examine that and find out. So at this point, don't count on a parade unit or on Dustin being out here.
I think September 8th is also when the museum is going to have that big fundraiser that evening. Isn't that right? I just got a thing because they're going to be honoring the F4 and doing all this stuff with the F4.
That could be.
And it's a big fundraiser, which they have annually out there. And I'm just wondering how that might impact any of your activities. I didn't know.
Did you say that was in the evening?
Yeah, it's a gala. It's a big gala affair. So
if we had Dustin here, we'd have to have it back there by the evening, probably.
Well, yeah, so I don't know what they're... I don't know what... I think what they're going to do is clear out most of the planes and put an F4 right in the middle of the...
And
then
they're
going to... Dustin may not have to be there for that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm going to let Phyllis talk about some of the ideas that she has checked with you about, with Kim about.
Actually, as I've been sitting here thinking about it, I'm not sure if I have good ideas. We've been to really big hotels that have the tents for the craft people, and they sell things related to aviation, you know, cards and hats and all kinds of things. And it occurred to me that we could do something like that. I have artist friends that could do that. And I talked to the people at the Yomkamps, the art group that meets there, and I got three people who said, yeah, maybe I could do that, you know. The thing is, they would have to start, like, from now, because they don't have aviation references, and try to figure out what to do as far as making things. But then I'm thinking, you know, last year it was cold and windy, and I was in that hangar with the AARP table. I don't know that it would be good for people to be outside in a tent like that with, if they had things that were flying around. Am I being too paranoid? I don't know.
Well, they've done that at outside outside displays before.
Yeah.
And at the last meeting, Marvin had attended,
yeah.
And he seemed okay with having a table in the hangar too, or a couple tables in the hangar for the art
pieces.
That might
be all that we get, is two or three.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get a lot of.
And then I hope that they'll let me have my AARP booth there to hand out stuff. So, yeah, where do we want to have them? And I'm thinking, if we could get that side of the hangar, I don't know how many tables we could get there. And then how many would probably be limited to what we could figure out to have in there? Or do you think... I think we should start small and grow next year. Let's try to just get this in the hangar. And then the last thing was about insurance. Sometimes, you know, I've been to these things too with my art things, and they'll have some form that you have to sign that says the artist must supply their own insurance, their own liability insurance. If they're here and something happens, because it's a city activity, would they be covered?
We'd have to look into that.
Okay. Because I just don't want to get anybody into trouble.
What happens for River Arts? It would be the same, I would think.
Yeah, but what
sure.
Do they do with River Arts? Do they have to sign off on something?
We'd have to check.
Okay. Well, maybe that's what we could use as a model, is what they do.
When we were flying model airplanes at the big Fargo Air Show, we had to give them a copy of our insurance policy naming the Fargo Air Show as covered specifically. It was really, they really were specific on that. So
maybe those are some things we can check on. But I really think it's a great idea to have extra things here, you know, having some stuff for the kids and then the planes and everything. But, you know, people really like to look at things and buy things, you know, and we've got some great artists that can do some things. So if you're okay with that, I'll keep working on it and I'll work with you guys.
Mm-hmm. And two things that I was going to contribute again, and I'm assuming you want to do this again. It's time now for me to start bugging my car friends.
Yeah,
we
I was
still,
just going to ask you.
Yeah, we still want
yes.
the cars, right?
Yeah.
So
I'll
have to bring that up to the meeting, and I don't anticipate any problem because everybody looks forward to our show every year. It's car guys like airplanes, and airplane guys like cars, so that's not an issue. And it's not a big draw, but I usually set up a table in the hangar too, and I bring a couple of radio control models and some control lines in case the kids want to look at what's possible with modern airplanes too.
That's
so.
Right. That was over on the other side, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I'll cover those two things.
The Sanford helicopter will be here. I did make arrangements for that.
Good.
And I'm sure the fixed wing will too if it doesn't easily drop in.
Get a turbine in here too. Okay.
Okay.
And we'll plan to have the glider weather permitting, of course.
All right.
Do we have anybody?
I'm not planning any change as far as $5 donation.
For the pancakes.
We'll go ahead
for
the pancakes.
That's a good idea,
so
yeah.
That would.
Now, I think it was out of Castleton that we tried, I think the wind came up, but we were going to have some skydivers in the past. But I think the wind got in the way, but
That was this last year.
Yeah. Is that's not a possibility? You know the skydiving club?
I haven't talked to
any. I know those guys.
You know them?
Check with them.
Can you make a call and see if any of those guys are interested? And we used to have, from Valley City, we had Larry Lindemann's kids, I think, had a couple of, biplanes?
Some biplanes.
Yeah, so I think one year they came by and just did some biplane flying.
I know Jared, I can call him.
Why don't you call him, would you? I knew Larry, but he's gone now, of course, but...
Yeah, I know Jared.
Okay.
I know both kids, but I know Jared.
Yeah, if you know them, can you give him a call and just say, are you guys interested in coming over?
Okay, any other questions or things that maybe I should take note of here?
One of the things that I jotted down is, since we're going to have to send out the new parking policy to all tenants, maybe we can ask for volunteers in that letter too. Just sort of do an update.
That would be great.
Let them know about the apron project, let them know about the fly-in date, looking for volunteers. Do you want me to just go ahead and put them directly in contact with you?
Why don't you do that? Yeah, that would help quite a bit. Anything else?
Okay.
Well, we're moving on it anyway.
Pretty much it for the fly-in update. See, so this is June. We'll have another meeting before the update.
Just before.
Fly-in, of course. So. Okay, fuel reports. Can I say we looked it over? I mean, I'm just looking at the numbers, and while it looks like the numbers are gradually increasing for us, Marvin could be the one to... Well, Ryan, you got anything to say about the fuel?
That we had a really good May.
Yeah, I was noticing that. It looked like that had gone well. What was the thing to see? Now I'm thinking to see November, May on jet fuel. We had 1270.
Turbine aircraft based on the field is back flying again.
Good. Okay.
All right. 370 gallons this morning.
Oh wow. Okay. And so, well, at any rate, so we had sometimes in the past we get these big numbers, but it looks like going through February, March, April, May, it looks like even on the avgas side, it's starting to pick up pretty good.
Yeah, I think, there was one weekend where we sold 500 gallons over the course of one day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, avgas, now that everybody's out of hibernation, starting to fly again.
Yeah, good, okay, good. So, that's our fuel report. So that we've pretty much been through the entire agenda here. So anybody else have any comments for the good of the order?
Minda was out today to do their airport inspections.
They do these every 3 years, and we usually get a to-do list that follows. So hopefully they didn't find too much, maybe.
You think she had on her do list from last time we hadn't done.
Uh-oh. Oh,
really?
I thought we had done everything.
Those bushes are down at the other end, they were supposed to be cut down.
Oh, they were cut down, so they must have grown back.
Yeah, they must have grown back.
Yep.
That happens. Save the pieces so you can show them.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a forestry service can come cut it down again.
Yeah, I want to say Steve's guys did it last time, too.
We don't need an airspace review for our dandelions, do we?
Yeah, they haven't made it out there. They stole our truck and our pickup, put a sprayer on it, and they said they would come out and spray them. Stole the truck, but I haven't seen any spraying done.
Yeah. So, yeah, a little visit with Steve Moore might be good. Apparently, we had issues with the sprayer in the truck and all that. So.
I love your poster.
Oh, good.
That's great.
And if anyone wants those posters, or I think you do little cards too to hand out to anyone, just let Kim know.
I'll be glad to do some of that. It gives me an opportunity to advertise. When I go into business, and I say, do you know your kid can get a free airplane ride if you show up at this? So I talked to him about it.
By the way, I have the
we got
signed. So we'll cut comes time, we'll bring it over there.
So this kid's jumping, I mean, you know, last year we had that jumping tunnel thing. Are we getting that back again?
Mike, just looking at this thing from last year. Mike and Cindy did that.
That all of a sudden just appeared.
Right. Are you guys going to do the jumping thing again? Yep.
Oh, okay. And then model airplane demos, I will try that. The model airplane demos, legally we cannot do control. We cannot do radio control.
So should I say display?
Put on their model airplane display. But I'm going to try to get some guys to fly control line again, you know, but we'll see. But at least we have display.
Okay.
And the skydivers, we're still talking
Thanks,
about.
Yep.
So
I don't know
if it'll go.
Yeah. Get a kid somewhere by 5 o'clock. It's not gonna.
Since I have a patrol boat area, that's partial. Good. Kind of, okay, so anyway, I guess we can call for a motion to adjourn.
They all want to stay.
Yeah, okay, we got a motion. Got a second?
Second.
All in favor? Definitely. Everybody wants to go home. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
It's under an hour. That's good.
Yes.
That's what we want to be.
Even I got inside like it for you guys.